is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Of course, we have the fair opening up this morning. And I never was a part of 4-H. I did.
Yeah, me either.
You know, my cousins were really into it. And they, you know, raised and showed animals at the fair. And I remember going to a few things with them, and I never went with them to the state fair, but the county fair I did. And what I remember is all these upset kids at the end of the fair, because they have to say goodbye to these animals.
Oh, yeah.
2801025, did you get attached yourself to one of these animals you had to show and... And then say goodbye to?
Yeah, I mean, that would be tough.
I would
imagine there needs to be a certain bond to be able to show the animal.
I think just taking care of anything for however long, you're going to develop that bond, right?
Right. I mean, I don't know if it's different if you just grew up knowing. I mean, maybe your parents gave you a pep talk saying, this is the end result here. But then how are you motivated to want to work with the animal?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't think you can have it both ways.
Even when you bring just a pet into your life, you know, you often give yourself or someone that talk of,
I will outlive this.
Remember how this ends.
Right.
I remember as a kid just watching, just sitting there, and I couldn't really relate, you know, because I hadn't raised any, but, I mean, I wasn't laughing at them or anything.
No.
I remember thinking, wow, this is horribly sad.
Right. Yeah.
But these kids are truly upset. You know, they've been raising these animals, and now they're saying goodbye to them.
That's tough.
I mean, it was like... some bus where everybody's going off to camp or something. It was just, it could be horribly depressing. My cousins were upset. My aunt was crying.
Makes me want to cry now.
Well, I know. I always, you know, I remember at the time almost crying because just watching everyone else cry.
Just having empathy, sure. Yeah.
And so we're curious if you went through this, you know, did you, you know?
Yeah, what was the animal? People? And maybe you only did it once for this reason that you're like, I can't do this. Or how did you cope if you, you know, what you have to tell yourself to be able to do it year after year?
I think they name them.
I'm kind of curious.
They name them, they do, you know?
Of course.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, when I've done the Governor's Steer Show, and I've done that a couple times, I mean, it's a similar deal. They go, the steer go up for auction after we show them.
Sure.
Now, I don't know, maybe some, they probably get, I don't know, some get breed, you know, they're kept for breeding. I don't know.
Right, I don't know either.
But probably not all of them. Sorry, Rocky.
I'm guessing.
I enjoyed our time, even though you stepped on my toe and I had a broken pinky toe for a year.
Ow.
Yes.
He's a big boy. 2801025. Hi, Star. Good morning.
I'm doing that right now.
You're showing one at the fair this year?
Well, we showed one, but we're getting rid of the steer right now. I'm taking him to the meat locker.
You got him in the back there?
I got him in the trailer. I'm leaving home right now. My daughter's just crying her eyes out.
What's his name? What's his name?
Spin.
Spin?
Yep.
Spin.
Spin. It's been a good run.
Yeah, and your daughter, has she been doing a lot of the work to raise him?
We do nothing but bottle calves here at the farm.
Okay, all right. And she's taking
him. So we raised him. She showed him last year as a bottle calf, raised him on up. She showed two steers this year, sold one at the auction. And my boy, he showed one also and showed him at the auction. We both sold them, but we always keep one back every year. And the kids know this, but every year we go through this same deal.
She's taking it pretty hard today,
man.
Huh?
But we get it done twice because I have to deal with it at the county fair. Because after they go through the auction, then you have to walk them to the livestock trailer, walk them in the trailer, and then watch them just drive off.
I'm going to start crying right now. I got to be honest.
Every year we go through this.
It sounds hard. It does.
It's been a good run.
Hey, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
Take care.
Bye.
Get the latest videos, things gone viral, and more fun by liking Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Facebook.
Star 102.5.